Hello, this is Dennis Wing. Welcome to another E course. Today's topic is on advanced strumming patterns. And I've been looking forward to doing this session for quite some time because the strumming, you know, is always a question with people, even after they've mastered the beginning strumming session, which I'll assume you either have done or you've done the equivalent of it on your own or in lessons. So just to explain, the basic strum patterns package that I made was all based on eighth notes, meaning the fastest, or the shortest rhythmic pattern you played with eight would be eighth notes, like one, two, and three, four, and those are eighth notes when you have an and, right? And an eighth note is simply half a beat. So whenever you have a strum that goes on the and, you're playing eighth notes. So the first objective of this presentation is to get you to play strums that involve 16th note strumming, which in, you know, rock and pop music is very common in guitar. And so we're going to go through that. I took these strum patterns from the index of a fake book. This one happens to be called The Ultimate Rock Guitar Fake Book. I'm not recommending you necessarily get this, but a lot of times you'll see in fake books this strum pattern in the corner, and you may be wondering, you know, what does that mean? What does this notation mean? Well, I'm going to walk you through each one of these. So let me explain how to use this. There are five PDFs, all right, that are, the first three of those are taken right out of the Ultimate Rock Guitar Fake Book that I'm referring to. One is like the introduction to the strumming, and you can read through that. And then pages 2 and 3 are the strums themselves, all right, strums 1 through 18. And again, the MP3s, the number of the MP3 will match which strum we're on, so you don't get go nuts. So this file is, I'll put number 1 in it as well. And then the pages 4 and 5 are the progressions I'm using, because I'm assuming you don't have this fake book, and again, I'm not expecting you to go and buy it, but I'm at least giving you the chord progressions that I'm using for each tune, at least the first few bars of each tune, so you can kind of play along. I'll break it down, and then I'll demonstrate it slow, and then I'll demonstrate it sort of at tempo. All right, here we go. So we're going to do basic rock strum number 1. So when you see this, these slash marks, it goes 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and you notice that underneath it, it has all down. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, all downs. All right, and it sounds more rocking than if you're doing ups and downs. You know, if I do ups and downs, you know, then it has a certain sound, but it makes it sound more driving when it's all downs. Now, you may notice this little X above the second and fourth beats. That's called an extension, and it's like a cliche. Cliche means, you know, a stylistically appropriate thing to do. It doesn't mean a bad thing. Over the years, the word cliche has taken on negative connotations, but you always got to remember something never would have become cliche if it weren't any good, right? So, so what they mean is, like, if you're doing an A chord here, like I happen to be doing, then I'm taking like an open A chord, and I'm playing it all with finger 1, all right? So I'm playing open 5th string, and then with finger 1, I'm playing 4th string fret 2, 3rd string fret 2, 2nd string fret 2, and then I either don't play the top string, or I can let it ring if my finger can get out of the way in time. With finger 3, however, I'm going to take finger 3 and put it on the 4th string 4th fret, on and off, like it'll go. And that's what they're considering extensions. All right, extensions on bar chords. All right, so if it was a bar chord, which is, let's say you're just doing a mini, not even a whole bar chord, just like a mini power chord. So your first finger is at fret 5 on string 6, and your third finger is at fret 7 on string 5. You have an A5 power chord. Then your pinky is going to stretch on the 5th string 9th fret. You know, and go back and forth like that. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. second and fourth beat is a backbeat. You're mimicking a drummer. Like when you have a rock drummer, one and two and three and four and one, and that's the way they're going to play. It's called a backbeat, two and four. Very, very essential to a rock and roll rhythm. You know, and so those extra notes, you don't have to learn them right now. If what I said was too much for you, this is not the purpose of the strumming bit, and that's why I'm not writing those down right now. It's actually in a different presentation. I think it's under Blues for Beginners, Volume 3. So you can definitely look at that. But don't worry about that too much. But if you can get that, okay. For those of you who are into music theory, yeah, for a power chord, you have a root, and then it's fifth. And you're basically taking the fifth up a whole step to its sixth. But again, that's beyond the scope of this presentation. In Day Tripper, the example they give for that, it's... I'm just playing that so I can get the tempo. It'd be like two, three... You must know on the E, when I do E, instead of doing a whole full E chord, I'm just doing open E, low E, and then putting finger one on string five, fret two, and then finger three on string five, fret four, where the X's are. You know, very, very common rock thing. All right? All right, so have fun with that.